meant to be mine. Ours. We're meant to win the Super Bowl. Other folks, they don't know this yet. But I know it. My teammates. They might not even know it, but I know it. How do I know? Because I know. I can feel it in my bones. I can taste it. I can close my eyes and picture it. And I'm not shy about saying so. Already I'm on record. Told a sideline reporter at the last Pro Bowl that it was my final trip to Honolulu. She said, "Ray, this is your 13th Pro Bowl. Do you like coming to Hawaii year after year?" I said, "Tell you the truth, this is it for me. No more Pro Bowls. I'm done with Pro Bowls." Something to think about. This was right after we lost the AFC Championship game to the New England Patriots. It stung, the way we lost that game. It hurts to remember that game. We gave up the lead on a fourth quarter drive after a goal line stand. I'd stopped Ben Jarvis Green Ellis cold, third and goal from our 1 yard line. But then Tom Brady came back and stole that touchdown from us on fourth down, a sneak up the middle. We had our chances after that. Drove inside the New England 20 with less than a minute to go. But Lee Evans had the ball stripped from his hands after catching a Joe Flacco pass in the end zone on a controversial call. And then we ended up missing a 32-yard field goal that would have tied the game with no time on the clock. So, yeah, it stung. Told my teammates right after that game we'd be back next year. Said, "This ain't over. I promise." This was no end of season pep talk. This wasn't me sugarcoating our loss. I knew we had team enough to do it, drive enough to do it. I made it my goal. Nothing would get in the way of that. And I wanted the entire Baltimore Ravens organization to make it a goal too. I wanted everyone to want it, same way I wanted it. Nothing else mattered. We'd worked too hard, come too close. No way we could let it lie. Honolulu? The Pro Bowl? I was grateful for the honor each time out, and Hawaii was nice enough. But let's face it, the only folks playing the week before the Super Bowl are the also-rans. Lately, that's how they have the game scheduled. You can be an all-star, or you can be a champion. You can't be both. We might dominate at our positions. We might get it done as individuals, but we're not winners. Not this year. This is how I took it in. All those trips to Hawaii, that bye week just after the AFC and NFC championship games. If we were champions, we'd be dug in, getting ready for the Super Bowl. The rest of us, we're just on vacation. So that's the part on record. Off the record, I decided that 2012 would be my last season. It was time. All along, I knew that when my kids reached a certain age, when I'd accomplished everything there was to accomplish in the game, I would set it aside. My son Junior was going into his senior year in high school. I wanted to share that time with him. Help him make the transition to college ball. My other kids, I wanted to be with them too. Wasn't about football. Physically, I felt strong. Physically, I could have played another 4 or 5 years at this same high level. I could continue to dominate. But it wasn't about that. It was about family. About a life off the field. That's the thing people don't realize about this game. It takes the life out of you. I don't mean it saps your strength or beats you down, although it does that too. I mean it takes you away from the life you're meant to be living. That's the trade-off. All that time in the gym, all that time in practice, all that time on the road, it pulls you from the people you love. You trade the game for family time. And I got to where I didn't want.